Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Game Watch Today, which is actually the first episode, which is actually the 71st episode of Overwatch Today. This is just a continuation of that podcast with a different name, and you can't merge shit and you can't do anything like that with other episodes and nonsense, so I don't care anymore. We're just going to start over at episode 71 with Game Watch Today. We're going to say this is episode 71, but it's also episode 1, and it's also very confusing, but we're just going to get right into it, because Overwatch has the Summer Games Season 3. What's up? What's up is we have no new events. It's almost sad. Like, last time, okay, you gave us Lucio Ball again. Awesome. Year 2, Lucio Ball competitive. Year 3, what's up? Same thing. Lucio Ball competitive, new stadium. Hey, new stadium's great. I don't have a problem with Lucio Ball because I really enjoy playing Lucio Ball even though I'm terrible at it. It's fun. If you never played it, it's fun. If you have played it and you don't like it, then don't fucking play it. But it's Lucio Ball Season 3, competitive Lucio Ball Season 2. You gotta play your 10 placement matches to get the Lucio Ball spray icon, or spray and icon thing that nobody uses, but place top 500, then you get movable little thingies that move or whatever, and that's also exciting. The new map is Busan, I'm totally butchering the name of it, somewhere in Korea or whatever that D.Va's from, or Anna Song is from Busan, or her home base, or whatever. I don't know. None of it makes any sense to me. But that's what's up. And also, new skins, and new voice lines, new emotes, new, I'm sure, sprays, and all that other stuff. So that's pretty exciting. Everybody likes to get new stuff that's seasonal, so that's pretty cool. But we do have the new skins, which are pretty cool. So we have the Winston and Zenyatta baseball skins. Pitchers and catchers. Jokes abound. Except I've really only seen one or two. So that's fine. However, Reinhardt got a football skin. Kind of appropriate, I guess. Or like American football, I should say. Roadhog got a lacrosse skin. I don't know if lacrosse is really a thing in other countries, but I guess it is in Australia. And then D.Va and Anna got like the beach skins. So I guess that's kind of where we're going with the skins now in Summer Games. You either get a sports skin, like a skin that represents your country, or a skin that's like a beach skin. So D.Va and Anna both got beach skins, Wave Runner and Cabana. So those are also pretty cool. Sombra got a Mexican skin. What's her name? Brigitte got the Swedish skin. And Moira got, I don't know what her nationality is. Is she from Brazil? Is she from Oasis, which is in the middle of the desert? I don't know exactly where she's from. It's not clear. It's not clear to me where she's from at. So it doesn't matter anyway. She got a thing, and she also got an emote. And May got a ping pong emote. I don't know how you would turn that into a like a sports skin. Kind of, I think everybody's disappointed. Farrah didn't get a LeBron James skin. I don't know. I'm not very disappointed. Not really. It's not a big deal. I just like the ones they got. So it's like I'm not disappointed in the fact that X-Hero didn't get a skin. I just like the ones that they got. And also, you have to realize, like, they want Overwatch to continue on for like years. So this is not like one time event, right? They got to like space the skins out. So they probably have skins for everybody already ready to go even. It's just who we're going to drop this year or who we're going to drop next year and what we're going to do. But, you know, I'm hung up on, like, a lot of people are like, what's up with the events modes? Like, the event modes. Like, why can't I play different heroes in Lucio Ball? Just give me a custom Lucio Ball mode where I can play with nonsense heroes like Orisa for no reason. That doesn't make any sense why she would play Lucio Ball. You know? Like they did in the first year where it was like a glitch and you could pick your character. It's totally confusing, but it's fun. It's like, it's something. I mean, even just change the damn game mode. It's like, now I gotta play my 10 placement matches. Again, competitive nonsense. And then not care about my rank just so I can get the spray thingies. And then play some other arcade mode so I can get my farm my loot boxes that have no coins in them. The coins serve no purpose in the thing, in the Overwatch anymore. Because, like, you get them, but then it's like, I don't care about the coins because you never get enough to buy your skins when the whole purpose of the duplicates was to get coins, and now you don't even get duplicates hardly anymore to get coins to get what skin you want. It's very confusing and convoluted, and Overwatch needs to fix that coin system. They need to fix a lot of things, but fix the coin system. Give us a new different game mode next season in Halloween besides Junkertown Revenge, or what is it? Junkenstein's Revenge. Give us a different game mode for Halloween. Thank you. Yuck. Besides just different heroes in the same game mode. That's what they did last time. I mean, it made for a different story, but it was the same. Blech. Anyway, hooray, Summer Games is here. This event is happening till the end of August. That's pretty cool. So then we're just going to move forward on, like, it's cool that it's here. So that way, yay, it's here. Now we can play that for a few weeks and get new stuff. And then, yay, next week it'll, like, everything will chill out. And then we can move on to new things like Lego Overwatch. Just today, the Lego.com released their Overwatch site for Overwatch Legos. That's pretty awesome. What's up with that? We got new images of Nerf Overwatch weaponry, the Reaper and D.Va. So the Reaper's like a white gun. I saw some people, you know, like, oh my god, it's white. It's like, it's white, who cares? It's white, it looks like his gun. Why do you care? Stop caring so much about things that you're missing the point. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, all these things, exciting as heck. So there's lots going on in Overwatch. If you think the game is dead, then get off the Overwatch train, or just get on and don't play the game. Like, you can be all in on a game and not play it. Right? So you can, like, be excited and have a good time. I think that's what people are, like, a lot of them missing the point right now. There's a lot of people hopping on other game bandwagons and being excited about that and then saying that Overwatch is dead. It's like, a game is not dead as long as the fan base and also the publisher supports it, right? Like, as long as we, the fans, support the game and there's still, like, people playing it. And it's not like Call of Duty Ghosts or, like, you go in and, or Battlefield 4 where you play the game. It's like, I'm here all by myself. And I didn't even make a custom game for just myself. And it's like, it's really sad. And then you start to get depressed and lonely. As long as you support the game, people will play it, right? And as long as you play the game, other people will play it. But as long as the developer, publisher, developer supports the game and continues to make new content for it, I think that says to me that it's not a dead game. Like, even Diablo, which was clearly a dead game, Blizzard was like, we're not dead. Just the other day, they were like, hey, we got new content. We got new stuff. Don't worry. Stop freaking out. We just released, whatever, season 14 of something with, you know, like, I don't know, whatever it was that came with the seasonal thing for the first time. It was like, anyway, what I'm saying is, stop calling things dead if, like, if you like them, if you can appreciate them, then who cares? Like, I appreciate Overwatch. I appreciate Blizzard for making Overwatch. So I'm gonna continue to make content for Overwatch. Even though some days I feel like I want to kill myself because that's all I ever do is look up Overwatch stuff. And that's annoying. And I want to look up something else, but I can't because I feel a strong obligation to be cut off by this guy that has no idea where he's going. So that's it. I mean, really, that's the essence, right? I mean, and also we had Overwatch League Grand Finals the other day, which I'm not going to get into any of that, but the Overwatch League Grand Finals happened, and awesome. I mean, that... it's awesome that a video game can create that, like, major league sport level, right? It's not an, video games should not be called an esport anymore. It's not. It's not a separate sport. Why are you gonna call it a separate sport? Because you sit down and play it? Well, wheelchair people play sports all the time. So, and you call them handicapped. And that's rude. But it's still a sport. So get over it. That was a lot to cover in the first 71st episode of Game Watch Today. I don't always have that much content. Like, you know, like there's spaces in between now where content is kind of like... no, there's no content at all. So there's... I'm going to be honest. I'll make episodes whenever there's stuff to talk about. It's not going to be all the time. That's what's up. You know, I'm not going to do a regular schedule and promise you a bunch of episodes because, one, I'm not going to pay for it. If you, hey, if somebody out there was like, hey, I will pay you to make Overwatch podcasts daily, I will, you can do it daily, every day of the fucking week until I physically cannot speak anymore. That would be awkward and that would really suck, but I would do it, but I don't see that happening, so I'm just gonna do it at my leisure. That's right, I said leisure, I didn't say leisure. I'm not a heathen. I'm an aristocrat. I said leisure. So, that's what's up with the podcast. That's what I'm doing. And this is Game Watch Today. So, listen. Battle for Azeroth is coming to World of Warcraft. Also, there's a lot going on in the world of Blizzard. In the world of Activision's got Battlefield, Black Ops 4. I'm getting confused with Battlefield 4. Black Ops 4, I seen a video the other day, it looked like they have a mode where it's like, what is it, Rainbow Six Siege or Counter-Strike, they have like one of those game modes in there. It might have been that I was actually watching Rainbow Six Siege, but not Black Ops 4, but that mode, I think a lot of people were going to like that mode. So they're just like throwing everything Adam this time, and minus the story mission, and then see what happens. Because let's face it, the Call of Duty series, man, is not, I mean, that's like on the verge of dying. I mean, like, although they're supporting it and they support their esports scene and stuff like that, it's, the game is getting old. It's not even the same game as when it started. So hopefully they can revive the series with that one. And, you know, Battle for Azeroth and Hearthstone is the boom whatever deck, so that's pretty cool. I play Hearthstone and I don't even know what it's called. And then the just announced today, Heroes of the Storm, Blizzard has a t-shirt art creation contest. If you go on the Twitter, you can check out the Blizzard page. They have a thing for artist submissions where you can submit art for like a t-shirt for BlizzCon. That's pretty cool. What up? What up, artists? Get in there and do it. So, podcasts you should check out this week is all of them. Just check out all of them, especially Lagging Balls with 150 episodes. That's pretty cool. Definitely check out the High Noon podcast. Any one of their podcasts they got going on over there. OW Recall, Overwatch League stuff. Since I don't really cover Overwatch League, Omnic Post podcast. Is that right? Is that what it is? I don't know. Somebody scream really loud and correct me. I hope you're in the middle of a library. So, and then, yeah. So just check out all that stuff and check out some of the other podcasts. OWL Network and some of those guys over there. A lot of the other podcasts that are still going. The Watchpoint Radio, good stuff. That's all we got for this show, for episode 71-1. Is that how we're going to name these things, number these things? I don't know. That's annoying. So we're just going to say that it's, I don't care anymore. I lost interest. This is Game Watch Today, though. You can find us at GameWatchToday.com. You can also find us on all the social medias, because why the hell not? And also the podcast, this thing that I'm doing right now. I record it through Anchor, and then it gets posted to a shitload of podcatchers. So I think currently it's supposed to go on all of them. Hopefully it will soon. Right now, I think we're on Spotify and Google Play and whatever. Just go to Game Watch Today and figure it out there. Whatever. Or just, like, message me and be like, hey, your podcast sucks, but I have to know where it's at so that way I can not download it and then make you feel bad about it later. I'm totally fine with that, too. It's not going to make you very happy, I'm going to be honest. But I'm fine with that too. So, anyway, I'm Mike Fisher for Game Watch Today. This has been episode 71-1. Thanks for listening, everybody. Back on the grind, on the podcast train. Hopefully you guys like the show. If not, then suck an egg. That's what I got. Make like a tree and get out of here. Anyway, whatever. I'm Big Fish. For Game Watch Today, Snoop Loop, and good afternoon to you all.